With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Today, the Picken County Board of Commissioners will consider raising the minimum age to purchase tobacco to 21. Alex Hager reports the county would fine retailers $1,000 if they're caught selling to people underage.
That new measure would make it harder for high school students to buy tobacco, vapes, and e-cigarettes. Risa Turetsky is a health official for the county. She says that change could lead to long-term health improvements.
So we know that 95% of people who smoke started before they were 21 because their ability to become addicted is so much higher. We're just keeping it further and further away from the people who are most likely to get addicted earlier.
The rate of teen tobacco use in Pitkin County is one of the highest in the state, and Colorado has the highest rate of teen use in the nation. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Federal wildlife officials say a rare Colorado river fish is pulling away from the brink of extinction. Luke Runyon has more.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says populations of the humpback chub are robust enough to justify moving the fish from endangered to threatened. The agency said in a statement that the proposal to downlist the fish is due to a multi-million dollar recovery program across the Colorado River Basin. The humpback chub has a small, grumpy-looking face and a fleshy hump above its head that allows it to withstand the river's turbulent flows. At least one environmental group, Wild Earth Guardians, criticized the move, saying additional water projects continue to threaten the fish. The federal government is accepting public comment on the proposal until March 23rd. I'm Luke Runyon.
And they have the greatest impact on the most marginalized women.
Local activist Sophia Clark stands on a picnic table in a Glenwood Springs park, addressing over 100 people about current issues as part of Saturday's Women's March. The main focus of the nationwide event was making sure all women are included in the fight for equality and representation.
Are we fighting for our own freedom or the freedom of all women? When we say women, do we mean working class and poor women, undocumented women? Trans women.
But the message went beyond women. It also encouraged action on immigration and global warming. The large crowd marched down the streets of downtown Glenwood Springs, holding posters reading Girl Power and Love Trump's Hate.
No hate, no fear. Everybody's welcome here.
Protesters marched back to the park where Jasmine Ramirez, the recently elected first woman of color to the Roaring Fork School District's Board of Education, wrapped up the march by encouraging everyone to vote in the upcoming November election.
I'm not saying we have to vote for women because we are women, but we must vote. And I must remind you, empowered women empower women.
The women's marches in Glenwood Springs and Aspen were just two out of 250 marches across the country. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.